Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the United Airlines incident involving a passenger with Kevin Keenan this morning, the president and CEO of Keenan Communications Group, a public relations and crisis communications company. Kevin, I know you've been following this story. Is this a lesson in how not to handle a crisis?
I think so, Susan. In this day and age of social media, you've got to be aware that a story like this, which just went viral instantly, is something that's got to be addressed immediately. And, you know, what I typically do when there are major crises like these, I like to start following the organization that's involved in the crisis on social media. So I've been following United on Twitter. They've only had two Twitter posts since this incident. One was the initial response from the president of the airline, and then yesterday they posted a second one from Oscar Munoz, and they've just been taking a beating because of their really lack of responsiveness in the wake of this really unfortunate incident.
Now, where do they go from here? Because this seems like a lot of bad press to clean up. Is it a case of time heals wounds, and are they going to wait this out, or do you expect to see some significant changes coming because they were so late to respond?
I think it'll be interesting to see what the United board does with Oscar Munoz and what the future holds for him because of the way they've responded and because of the worldwide reaction to this. One of the interesting things about this is not a U.S. story. This is a global story. United flies into China more than any other American carrier. And I was listening to a report yesterday from a reporter in Shanghai who said on one of the social media sites in China, this video was being viewed about 20 million times an hour. So they've got just an enormous problem that they need to fix. And I'm sure that they're working 24 hours a day trying to figure out exactly how to do this. But it just shows you that how one incident can put a company on its back. And you're reporting this morning about the value that they've lost $250 million in value. So their board is not happy this morning. Their investors are not happy. And obviously their passengers and customers are not happy.
Oh, right. Well, as a public relations expert, what should Oscar Munoz have done right from the start?
I think their second statement probably would have been more appropriate than the first statement because they came out and they just did not take the initiative to say this was wrong. This was wrong. This should not, you know, they mentioned this in the second incident that this should never have happened. Well, they should have been much more proactive in saying we're going to investigate what happened. We apologize and we're going to make this right.
Now, is it enough for somebody up top to be fired? Because I think as a passenger, you might look at that and say, well, how does that affect me at all? How does that stop this from happening to me? Could we expect to see some policy changes? Maybe them say we're no longer overbooking, or would that, in United's mind, go a little too far on this one incident?
I think they're going to have to come out with a very specific policy about how they handle this. And, they're saying that this should have never happened. Well, that goes without saying. But they've got to really take a very close look at their policies. And the other thing is employees of any organization have to understand that cameras are everywhere. And this video was so inflammatory. And then you had the woman who was reacting with such high emotion that just further poured flames on this fire. But people have to understand that there are cameras everywhere. And as soon as something happens, the world hears about it.
Do you think United could use a crisis communications expert?
I'm sure that they've got a whole team of crisis experts taking a look at this, and I'm sure after this is over, they'll review how things were handled. But these are difficult situations for corporations to deal with or any kind of an organization, but you've got to have plans in place for this, and it would look like somebody was making a decision here that we're gonna lay low here, and we're just not going to be out front on. And it, I think it certainly has cost them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's Kevin Keenan, the president and CEO of Keenan Communications Group, a public relations and crisis communications company.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.